Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio, brought to you by Total Sports Enterprises. I'm Mike Pelaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24/7 while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Check out the site, join the club, help us raise money for the Children's Hospital as we approach the holiday season. You can also find my work on SteelCityUnderground.com as well, where there are many, many great columnists covering the Steelers in depth all day, every day. We're going to talk about the Chiefs game in the show here, as well as previewing the Bengals game. And we'll start off with that Chiefs game here shortly. But before we do, I have a co-host with me here today who is a 7-year-old fan of the Steelers. I'm going to introduce and ask a few questions to. And you know what? We'll start off with that. So I'm going to introduce you all to Ben, who is a Steeler fan. And Ben, how you doing?
Good.
And why don't you tell everybody who your favorite football team is and why they're your favorite team?
Steelers, because I just like them.
You just like them. Well, that's fair enough. Hard to not like them, right?
Yeah.
And who's your favorite player on the Steelers?
Ben Roethlisberger.
I'm sorry. I don't think they could hear you, bud. Can you speak a little louder?
Ben
Roethlisberger. Why is that?
Because his name is Ben. And my name is Ben.
Yeah. He's a good player, right? He's a good quarterback.
Yep.
Did you watch the Chiefs game?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It was really good.
Why is that?
But it could have been better.
Could have been better? How so? What do you think?
Because at the end, they really couldn't tackle those guys.
Okay, but they ended up winning. James Harrison got a sack. They finished the game nicely, right?
Yeah.
What'd you think about that one-handed catch that Antonio Brown made when he scored the touchdown?
That was really good.
That was awesome, right?
Yeah.
And did you see Le'Veon Bell? He looked really good, too, out there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Ran for a lot of yards?
Yeah, that was more than I thought he would do, but last year he did that, too, so it wasn't really a surprise.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think that you're right. I don't know if I thought that he would run for that many yards this week either, but it definitely was like last year. You're 100% right. Very astute from you, young man. I'm going to talk a little bit about that game, and then we'll get back to you in a few minutes, okay, Ben?
Okay.
So kind of what Ben just said is 100% what I wanted to get into a little bit. I've been talking about Le'Veon Bell, obviously, for the last several weeks. The offense, I've said many times as I've written, needs to go through Le'Veon Bell. You know, that happened in Baltimore, and it worked successfully, and it happened here again against Kansas City, and what can you say? I mean, he destroyed the Chiefs. He destroyed them. They could not stop him. He moved up to third in the league in rushing yards after that performance, and I expect much more of that as they face the Bengals this coming week, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But also what I think we need to talk about are Ben Roethlisberger coming off the 5-interception game against Jacksonville, coming out against Kansas City, and essentially getting it done. Yes, he had an interception. There's some debate whether or not it was his fault. I don't really care. He had one interception. He led the team. His touchdown pass, I'd give more credit to Antonio Brown, but I just didn't have any worries about Ben leading into the game nor during the game, and certainly not coming out of the game. He's fine. He's going to be fine the rest of the way. He's certainly capable of leading this team and picking this team up when they need him to. But the offense does need to go through Bell. Antonio Brown will still get his catches. He did this past week with his 8 and the score. And they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine offensively. I think that was just a little something to preview the rest of the season heading into this week. The other thing I want to touch on very quickly before we do get into the Bengal game this coming Sunday is the fact that James Harrison finally suited up and played about 15 snaps, obviously double his season total through the first 5 weeks. And as I wrote about earlier this week, James Harrison provides the consistency that this team needs. They were completely different on defense specifically, and I know that they've had a good pass defense coming into the game, but I don't really believe that to be a significant number when they were getting run all over in the prior weeks. People didn't need to pass on them. So when you measure pass defense in terms of yards per game, why would it be anything but towards the top of the list when Blake Bortles threw for 95 total yards against them a couple weeks ago. That obviously brings the average down. You know, so some of that's a little bit misleading. Are they improving? Is Artie Burns one of the better cornerbacks in the league? He's getting there. I mean, he had a great game against Kansas City, in my opinion, and he's starting to really step up. But back to Harrison. Harrison impacted the run game. They couldn't run against him with the league's leading rusher, mind you. And he had the most impactful stop of the game when he sacked Alex Smith, who's actually pretty difficult to sack, and sealed the game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think you will see James Harrison dress the rest of the way. And, you know, they can chalk it up as they want to. Mike Tomlin can say what he wants to. They want to rest Harrison for the stretch. They want to rest him down the line, whatever it might be. That's fine. You can rest him while dressing him. He can play 15 snaps. I think he'll be fine. That's what he did, and he made a major, major impact. So I expect that to continue the rest of the way. Maybe it'll be 10 snaps some games, maybe it'll be 20, but, you know, an average of 15 is fine the rest of the way. And then when they get down the stretch towards the playoffs, Harrison's going to play, in my opinion, a significant amount. Now, leading into this Bengal game, the first thing here they need to do is run the ball. We know that. I say that a lot, but the Bengals don't have a great rush defense. It's 14th in the league. They need to run the ball. They need to run the ball. They have the number 2 rated pass defense in the league. So Roethlisberger may have some challenges in front of him there, but that's okay. If they can have Le'Veon Bell run the ball, and it doesn't have to be like he did last week, but if they can have Le'Veon Bell run the ball 20 to 25 times and average 4 to 4.5 yards per carry, that's going to open up the passing game, and that's going to get Ben, Antonio, and those guys their yards. I do expect Martavis Bryant to play an impact in this game as well. And the trade rumors, whether you want to believe them or not, it sounds to me like there's some legitimacy to them. The Steelers, of course, are denying it. What else are they supposed to do? Either way, true or not, I think Bryant will become involved in this offense moving forward. And I think that they're going to make it a point to get him involved this week. Just my opinion, but I think he's still a big-time red zone threat. And they are not going to forget about that. Now, another receiver that they need to continue to utilize is Juju Smith-Schuster. I mean, they have given him nothing but praise throughout the season here so far. He's a great blocker. He's starting to make some plays. He's threatening Bryant for the number 2 spot. That's fine. I'll take whoever can make the plays. But I think he's essentially just bumped Eli Rogers out of the rotation completely. That's fine, too. Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be a big-time player. He reminds me a lot right now of a young Hines Ward when Hines was coming into the league. He's doing all the little things that count. Roethlisberger mentioned him earlier in the week on his show. He's doing the dirty work, as they call it, and he is. And, you know, Hines Ward thrived doing the dirty work, and he was a Hall of Fame player. And I'm not obviously saying Juju is going to be that, but this is a great, great start. Now, as they kind of go through to progress through the Bengals week here, a couple things that they're going to need to look out for. I think, you know, the offense is it's mediocre. The Bengals offense I'm speaking of is mediocre at best. But you still have to watch out for A.J. Green. I fully expect Artie Burns to be the guy to cover Green no matter where he goes on the field. Andy Dalton is an average quarterback, but he's certainly capable of getting the ball in the range of A.J. Green, who can then make the play from there. So A.J. Green is certainly the biggest threat they have on offense. The best thing the Steelers can do is certainly rattle the redheaded stepchild that is Andy Dalton, get him to force into some turnovers. He has thrown 6 picks through 5 games. They have not played 6. But he's starting to improve here recently. They have won their last 2. They had a bye week this past week. So they are on a little bit of a roll, but the week that they had off could either help them to give them extra rest against their hated rival Steelers, or it could hurt them because it slowed down their momentum. But A.J. Green is the main threat that I'm concerned about offensively. Rushing attack, I mean, they're just not that good. They're only averaging 3.2 yards per carry, which is not good. And the Steelers' defense needs to put Harrison out there again, have T.J. Watt be an impactful guy. Of course, Tuitt, I think, is a beast, a run stopper, as well as Cam Hayward, who is an extremely impactful player. If the front 7 can do their job like they did in Kansas City, then the corners and the secondary overall will be more successful and continue the passing game. Defense will stay at the top of the league. Now, I'm going to come back to Ben for a second. So, Ben, they're going to play the Bengals. You know the Bengals, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They're in the division. The teams don't like each other. Do you have any predictions for the game this week? Do you think the Steelers are playing at home in Pittsburgh? It's another late evening game, 4:30 game. Do you think that the Steelers are going to win this week?
They got a chance.
They have a chance? I agree. They have a chance. Anything's possible. What do you think they're going to do this week offensively? Any ideas on offense?
I think they learned from last week that they got to start moving the ball down further.
Right, and you think they're going to do that with Bell, or do you think they're going to pass?
I think they're going to still do it with Bell.
That would be a good idea. I think you're right. Okay, so, you know, another thing that we need to think about this week, you know, going into the Bengal game is the return of the hated Vontaze Burfict. I personally have a deep distaste for the guy, as I think all of Steeler Nation does. He is coming back after his 5-game suspension. He's going to be looking for blood. He's going to be out to probably go after Roethlisberger or Bell or both. He's hurt them all throughout the years. He's a good linebacker, but he's a dirty player. I do have concerns about that. And the offensive line, the Steelers' offensive line, is certainly going to have their job, their work cut out for them this week. They're going to need to do their job because they need to keep Ben Roethlisberger clean. They specifically need to keep him away from Vontaze Burfict, or Burfict away from Ben, I should say, because Burfict is literally dangerous. And I think in his return, he's going to play recklessly, haphazardly, and become a problem for this offense. And that is one of the biggest threats that they have to deal with this week. That and AJ Green. The other thing that must be considered is, even though this Bengals started off 0-3, they have won their last two, as I mentioned. I said before the season started, I think they're the second best team in this division behind the Steelers. I do think they're better than the Ravens. I think we've seen that now. I think they're going to have something to play for. Obviously, if they win this game, they're 3-3. They move right within striking distance of the Steelers for first place. But at the same time, if the Steelers win this game, they really put some distance between themselves and the Bengals, with one more game to go against the Bengals later in the year. So this game holds a lot of importance for both teams, but certainly more so for the Bengals, which makes them a dangerous team. They know they really do need to win this, essentially to save their chances at the division here in their 6th game and the Steelers' 7th game. So for me, the keys are quite simply this. You ride Le'Veon Bell. You give him 20 to 25 carries. Maybe you throw it to him another 4 or 5 times. I think, obviously, Antonio Brown's going to continue to get his balls, so you have to get Martavis Bryant involved a little bit to spread out the offense a little bit more. Certainly bring Juju Smith-Schuster into the mix. Defensively, you have to stop A.J. Green, which I'm going to put on Artie Burns. And you have to play James Harrison. If Harrison is out there, he just brings an intensity and an attack and a consistency specifically that I wrote about to that defense that makes them want to play and play well. They get it done when Harrison is out there, and I fully expect him 15 to 18 snaps this week and making an impact. I'm going to give him a sack this week. We'll see what happens, but I'm going to give him a sack this week. So that being said, home game, 4:30. A 4-2 Steelers team against a 2-3 Bengals team. I expect hard hitting. I expect a lot of penalties. These teams are very chippy when they play each other, often dirty on both sides, unfortunately, I have to admit. Mike Tomlin needs to remain calm. He needs to keep his team disciplined, and he has to stop doing the stupid challenges like he did again against Kansas City. Fortunately, it didn't cost him. I'm going to predict the Steelers win. I keep giving them a bunch of points. I think they're finally going to put up a bunch of points. I'm going to say the Steelers win this one 31-20. I think it's going to be a closer game than what the score is going to be, but the Steelers are going to win this thing 31-20 in a very hard-fought, hard-hitting, ugly defensive battle that's going to encompass a lot of personal fouls. I guess that's what I mean on that. You're going to see a lot of points. A defensive battle might not be the right words to use, but defensively, there's going to be a lot of fouls. That's my call. Ben, one last thing I want to ask you before we sign off here. They're playing the Bengals this weekend, as we talked about. I think they're going to win. The Steelers are predicted to win by most people. What do you think they're going to do, and what do you think the score is going to be?
I think it might be... Well, I think the Steelers score might be 20-14, or the Steelers might have 30-20.
20-14 or 30-20. So you have them winning either way.
Yeah.
Steelers. All right. And you think James Harrison will get a sack this week?
Yeah.
And Le'Veon Bell, is he going to score a touchdown?
Probably, yeah.
I think so, too. Awesome. Well, that's going to be it for Steel Nation Radio. Thank you for listening. We're going to talk to you next week, hopefully after another Steelers victory. And we'll see you then.